Hello and welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast. It's me, Landon. Lucas, it's you.
That's me.
We're back. Apologies for the 2-week delay.
Yeah.
Shit's happened.
A lot of shit happened.
Yeah, like I said, last week, Lucas's grandfather passed away. And so, you know, going through some shit as one should. In wood. The week before, like I said, I had that wedding. The more I thought about it, I was trying to think of a feasible way to keep it together, but then it was an extremely busy week for me that week between like getting that all ready and then like being in town because it was like a bunch of friends I had from Indianapolis, so people I don't see that often anyway. So there was no feasible way I was going to be able to get the podcast done the week before either. So definitely glad I didn't try to shoehorn it in there because it would have been a mess. But, so yeah, we got our break in, but we've come back refreshed. I was super, super excited to play this week, like having some time.
I was kind of itching.
Like the fact it's only been, would have been 2 or 3 weeks since the last, I think, yeah, it would have been 3 weeks since the last time we played total. But, I was forgetting shit. I think a lot of it was because
I read my notes before I played this sequence, because I was like, kind of...
Well, no, I was talking about, like, gameplay. Oh, I think it's mostly just because of how much Shadows that I've played, because now it's, like, ingrained. Like, I was, like, accidentally clicking, like, left to sprint, and just, like, just different control schemes, and I was also, like... Because, you know, in Shadows, you can, like, press and hold the, like, parkour down button to, like, scale down. I kept doing that, and Ezio would just sit there on the ledge, and I'm like, why aren't you going down? And I'm like, oh yeah, this is a 15-year-old game. That doesn't work like that.
I feel like because of my, like, weird octopus grip thing I do, I have to, like, I just automatically switches my brain to, like, Assassin's Creed mode. It's just, like...
Well, technically, they're both Assassin's Creed mode.
Well, but... That's better Assassin's Creed mode. The other one's, like, God of War fighting, so I wouldn't be using... Probably that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had a little bit of... Had to rewire my brain a little. Because I did finally roll credits on Assassin's Creed Shadows a few days ago.
I have it installed.
Yeah. So, for our Apprentice tier subscribers over on Patreon, make sure to tune in next week for our full review of Assassin's Creed Shadows, hosted by me, and probably only me.
I'll have some input.
We'll see.
I will play it.
We'll see. But, yeah. I still agree. I'm not going to go too much into it because I don't really have anything extra to add. But I'm still holding my 7 out of 10. There's some things I really, really like about it. And then there's some things that really annoy me. You know, I think the moment-to-moment gameplay is really strong. Some of the best the series has ever seen, honestly. It's stuff I really, really like. Like, I love the combat. I love, like, some of the stealth elements. I like the progression of the skill tree and everything like that and the accessibility there. But the numbers aspect of it, the enemy progression, the leveling, the scaling of all the numbers, the narrative design, it's just so disjointed and it makes me upset. There's like, and those are aspects that I really enjoy, you know, because like the story itself isn't necessarily bad. It's just the fact that there can be no development because it's supposed to be approached in an open order, which means there can be no order. And so it all kind of falls apart. You can't have, like, they have these little sporadic moments and it doesn't feel connected whatsoever because it can't be because of the design. And so it's just frustrating. But overall, I still had a good time with it. Like I said, it's still like a 7 out of 10 for me. But we'll get into the nitty gritty next week. But how you feeling now? This is our first DLC sequence, not originally in the game.
I actually really liked this sequence. I liked how it just kind of like throws you into the action right away. You don't really have a choice. It's like you can't even decline the mission. You're just like, whoa.
Well, it does give you a point like halfway through.
Well, yeah, it does give you a break.
But yeah, it definitely does kind of like.
It was a fun. I liked it because it just kind of felt story driven.
Right. Yeah, I was talking to Lucas a little bit before the podcast, but. I'm a little mixed on the sequence just because on a gameplay standpoint, it felt very bare bones and kind of basic. Like, maybe I'm just reading too deep into the context of it and the fact that this wasn't ready for launch, so it was added later, and so it was very likely rushed. And so, compared to other sequences where there's been a lot of like cinematic gameplay sequences or very, the gameplay is very, I guess, incorporated into the story. The story here was very strong and I really enjoyed it. I think it's one of the more well-written sequences of the entire game, but the gameplay kind of fell flat for me. It wasn't necessarily inherently bad, but it didn't introduce anything new and it was just kind of like, go here, kill this person, escort this person, protect this person, kill this person, do this, do that. And it's like, I wasn't having too much fun playing it so much as I was experiencing it, if that
Yeah,
makes
I also
sense.
feel like the enemies were really weak. Like I could kind of just slice through most of them. Like I had like even the like people with that big axe and all the armor. Like I didn't even really struggle with those guys. I could whack them in like three or four hits. It felt like.
And I do think it does kind of mess a little bit with the pacing. It almost feels like, rather than add these, I feel like they could have, like, again, I like the story, but I feel like it helps the overall pacing if these two DLC, which I mean, we haven't gotten to 13 yet, but like, if it would have went straight from sequence 11 to sequence 14, because, you're constantly gaining new equipment and upgrades throughout the game up until the end. But here, it's like these two sequences, it's like, we're not gaining anything, we're just doing more stuff. So
Yeah.
like again, story very well written. I actually really like I get I think it's a high point for the game, but the actual gameplay is just kind of it feels a little padded.
Yeah, it's like it's just the same shit we've been doing, but almost easier.
Right? 'Cause then you're already maxed out. There's they can't have too much challenge because they've still got the final boss and whatever. And so without, again, adding more mechanics that they seemingly just didn't have time for or resources or whatever. And so like, yeah, it's just kind of there. But I still, like I said, like I did enjoy the sequence in terms of its narrative elements and everything, the different twists and turns that it takes, being able to see Katarina again and her
Yeah.
and Ezio's little back and forth thing that they do, and her flashing her vagina to the Orly brother or Orsi brothers.
Yeah.
But let's get into it proper. So a fair bit of this actually happened
Hold
last.
on.
What's up?
Tribute.
Trivia. There's also the trivia for last week, which I guess I should do real quick. But the trivia question for last week was, what is the significance of Ezio's lament at the beginning of sequence 11, where Rosa gives him the shipping manifest and says, "Oh, I'm doing this for your birthday." It was Ezio's birthday.
Day.
And so, yeah, 10 years of hunting Templars and now 27 years of age. So,
Older than me.
yeah, older than the both of us. But crazy stuff. Appreciate anyone who got it right. Better luck next time for those who didn't. And we'll get to this week's trivia question here in a little while.
One relevant.
But yeah, but a lot of this stuff, a lot of the beginning of sequence 12 was probably in the session from a few weeks ago for those that played, because it kind of immediately hops into the next sequence.
Yeah.
And so we'll go over that. It might be a bit of a recap for those that did play a few weeks ago. But essentially, the Animus stops, and Desmond's taken out of the Animus, but he immediately wants to get back in. He's like, no, we gotta finish this. We're almost done. Let's go. Bro's getting antsy. And so while it's loading, Sean realizes that Rodrigo Borgia becomes Pope in 1492, making him the most powerful man in Italy.
Wow.
And so we're just 4 years away from that, him about to become the Pope. And so kind of realizing like, okay, what's going on here? Like, where are we at? Like, is he getting that? Like, what's going, like a little bit of, confusion, concern going on. But yeah, so as they're loading back in, and so Ezio le meets with Leonardo, Mario, and Machiavelli to examine the Apple of Eden, and they're like, oh shit, like even
Yeah,
Leonardo's
later
like,
I'd
this
like,
is,
holy shit.
yeah, I have no idea what
It's
this is,
like, I'm
like,
smart. I'm not that smart.
nope. And so Mario recommends that Ezio hides it in Forli under Katarina's protection.
Because the cannons, baby.
Yeah. Pow, pow. So we go back to Romagna. 1488. So like I said, this immediately follows the last sequence. And again, this is was originally not in the game. It was patched in later. And so then it was kind of like they frame it a little bit in the animus as like a glitched memory. And so you'll get little things of like, oh, this memory's been repaired.
Heard,
You can
yeah.
access it now. And so, but yeah, so for those that might have been confused again, like since it wasn't originally in there, they kind of like act like they do a little skip forward. Now it's repaired and whatnot, and so you can access it.
Because of losers, I'm gonna make a full game.
Yeah,
I'm
you
kidding.
can.
It's a good game.
It's a very good game. It's the
Yeah,
best in the franchise. It's just
I
some of the best stuff that Ubisoft's ever put out. But for those that are also confused, there's a little extra special mission that you can do
Oh,
by
yeah.
climbing to the top of one of the lighthouses, which will let you use Leonardo's hang glider again.
There's no objective. You just fly around.
Just fly around.
Just fly.
And I mean, my best guess is I think technically two reasons. One, I think, like flying around like that in games was a fairly novel concept in 2009. Like you've got like airplanes and stuff like that that you can fly in some like FPS games, but even then, pretty rare.
Yeah,
Like
it's
they were
kind of
still
like a fun
working on that
minigame.
tech. So like I think part of it was like a, oh, here you go. You guys can like have another shot at like flying around where you don't have to worry about stuff. But I also think it was in response to some people grumbling about that one quest where, or the one achievement where you have to get the, you have to kick somebody in the head. I made that a trivia question, the fly swatter achievement. I imagine because, if you miss it, you have to replay the first, what, I think seven sequences of the game, seven, eight sequences to get back to it. So I think this was kind of a way of like, for, trophy hunters to be like, all right, here you go. You guys can have this now. Gives you another shot. Because yeah, it is the only other chance in the game you have to get the fly swatter achievement. So I feel like it was kind of that, but also it's a way of like, oh, you can fly around if you want, do whatever endlessly, however much you want to do. But yeah. So it was at this point I started doing a bunch of side stuff. Did you do any side stuff this week? Or are you just chilling with the
I
story?
was just chilling with the story. I was kind of just like, because it was just kind of like going. I was
Right.
kind of like going with it. It was just.
No, that's fair. That's
I
fair. But
didn't even
essentially,
stop at the villa to grab my money. I think I was full. God damn.
I wasn't full yet, so I figured I'd let it build a
Yeah,
little
that's because you
bit.
got tiny money.
I'm up to like a 36K total.
I think I can hold like 1558 or something like that.
Gotcha. So I'm not too far. I think I looked at my Xbox dashboard and it said I was at like 66% Mantrojoni completion right now. There's an achievement for getting 80%, which I
That's
thought was weird that it's not 100. I
yeah.
guess they're like most people aren't going to do all this because it does really record like every little thing you do in the
I'm
game
at like
is
90
like,
some percent, I think.
damn. But yeah, so we're getting there, but. At the start of the sequence, officially, Ezio accompanies Caterina and Machiavelli to Forlì, where they explained that she had her husband killed after discovering he was working with the Templars, and so hired some brothers to, assassinate him, essentially. And they were pretty brutal with it. Like, they literally, like, killed him, stripped him naked, and threw his naked dead body in the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I mean, bro was apparently a piece of shit and bad in bed, so I guess he deserved it. But yeah, so she's kind of taken over, which officially it's technically his son that is the like the duke, but she's just regent since he's a minor, and so but she basically has control of Forlì,
Yeah.
and so
Girl boss.
yeah, girl boss, slay. Which, if people don't remember, Katarina is the lady that Ezio saved that was just chilling on a
Chill
rock,
on a rock for no reason.
yeah, a while back, and then started
I still
flirting
don't
with
know why
him.
she was on the rock. How did she get on the rock? Why is she dry?
Especially like a member of, nobility, like, a pretty like
Yeah,
the
where are her
second most important
bodyguards?
person
Like,
in Forlì, just chilling on a rock.
tell me there's no bodyguards anywhere for her. Like, come on, guys.
Guess that was a thing. But turns out as you guys are walking to Forlì, there's a bunch of people running away, Well, it turns out the town is under siege from the very same men that Katarina hired to kill her husband. Well, they're mercenaries, so their next job was that the Templars just hired them right back
Yeah.
and were like, give us the shit. Because it turns out that her husband actually had a map to all of the codex, the codex
Codex.
pages. Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he has a map for all the pages that are after that. Because at first, Ezio's confused. He's like, how do they even know the apple's here? And it's like, well, they're not actually after the apple yet. It's not long before they figure out that the apple's also there, but they're more so after the Codex pages, because again, Templars are after this like suspected vault that the Codex pages lead to, and so trying to figure out what's going on there. But yeah, they're laying siege to Forli, and so you start rushing through the streets, having to defend Katarina and
Viking.
Machiavelli. You have to sneak into the city to open the gates for them so that they can start rushing back to the citadel where Katarina has all of her family, trying to make sure they're okay, yada, yada, yada. And so, yeah, start doing that sort of stuff, which, again, I think you said, enemies aren't, were a little simple and everything like that.
Yeah, I could chop through them pretty easy.
Yeah, which like at the start I was pretty chill, but then I told Lucas the actual like second mission of
Yeah.
the game where you're like once you get inside the city and are making your way to the Citadel, it took me like four tries because it kept like so they would engage with them, but then they wouldn't engage with me, so I wasn't like I hadn't aggroed anybody, which maybe it was because I was wearing the Venetian cape. So it was like some sort of glitch with like that it was incognito, like I was supposed to like not get any notoriety, so they had no reason to be aggroed at me. I don't know, but it just refused to cooperate with me, and so they go after them a lot, and so I would be trying to defend them, but they were just like hamming on them, and I kept having allies die, and it was really pissing me off. And so it took me a while.
I didn't have that issue. I approached it like Batman. And I just whacked everybody. And they tried to whack me back. And I aggroed them. And then honestly, the other guys would just kind of take them out while their backs are turned. It was kind of
See, it was like the opposite for me. I would take them out while their backs were turned because they were beating up
nice.
on everybody else. So I guess that was my problem. But yeah, it really frustrated me. But because sometimes too, it wouldn't even like it was hard for me to tell who was even a bad guy because it
Well,
didn't have the stuff over their heads.
you have to look at their like colors on their
Yeah, you look
outfits,
at the red versus the
and
green.
I'm colorblind as shit, so I cannot tell.
Right?
I was just stabbing people. There was one time I was whacking a guy, and I was like, I started realizing halfway through the green, I was like, oh, sorry, dude.
It's like, man, fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah,
Oh, shit, Carl.
that's I'm colorblind. God damn it.
Yeah, so a little annoying there. But you make your way over to the Citadel where one of the maids brings out one of Katarina's children, but it turns out the other two had been playing outside and got lost in the kerfluffle.
Wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, I wonder. And so two of the children are missing, but as soon as you get to the Citadel, the action does not stop because they're attacking the Citadel. So all of a sudden, you have to defend the Citadel. Which, again, I feel like if this hadn't been rushed, that would have been a like way bigger mission.
Yeah,
Like,
I thought
I
it
was
should have been
wondering
more
too, I'm
prep
like,
and
are we getting
more.
like tower defense? Like,
Yeah,
what's
that's what.
going on
Yeah, I
here?
was like,
Like,
ballista? Like, what's going on?
yeah, like I feel like there would be a much more cinematic
Like, do I
thing.
get to shoot a
No.
cannon?
It's just like people come and climb the walls and you just have to kill a
Whack
bunch of them
them.
for a while and that's the whole mission.
I was really annoyed because I kept having to like go up and down.
Yeah.
And it was like,
So
just
yeah,
get over with, I'll be fine.
it was kind of basic, but again, like the story itself is intriguing and all that, but the actual gameplay you have to do is just go here, kill these people, go here, kill
Kill
these
more
people,
people.
protect these people while killing these people. And it's just,
Stabby, stabby, stab.
whatever. And so, Ezio has to defend against the assault, but then the Orsi brothers themselves come to the
Damnation.
gates and say that they have Katarina's children and try to ransom and say, for their,
The
they see
map and the
Ezio.
apple.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, all right, we want the map now, and we also want the Apple of Eden.
Because Ezio is here.
Exactly. But Katarina's like, no, fuck you guys. I can make more babies. Tells them to fuck off. And so they're like, you know, although they say that to, you know, they have an hour to change their minds and go meet them outside the village. And, you know, Katarina basically pulls Ezio aside and she's like, yeah, no, I'm bluffing. Get my children back.
Yeah, go save them.
Yeah.
No.
So Ezio goes off to save the kids, which is another just go here, kill these people, save this child.
Yeah, and I felt like it was pretty lazy where they were. Like, I felt like there should have been a little more fortification to, like, break through. Like, I don't know about you, but I just went up there and I found them. And I stabbed, like, two guys, and it was like, that was it. There's, like, three guys, two or three guys there. It was like, okay.
Yep. They're just big chilling. You
Yeah.
know, save the one kid, like save the daughter, go over to the lighthouse, climb up it, you know, just kill him real quick. He does basically call Ezio an idiot. He's like, you fell into our trap, mom, wah ha ha ha.
Yeah,
Which, you
sad,
know,
but you know, he's
yeah.
dead.
And so, but one of the Orsi brothers is gotten rid of. But it turns out that yes, this was their plan, as Ezio left the Citadel defenseless. And Shaco attacks and stole the apple, leading Ezio to chase after him.
I was a little annoyed that they let that happen. This was supposed to be like a really safe place, and like we get immediately get the apple stolen.
Actually, yeah, I didn't think about that. The whole point of hiding the apple in Corlie is because it's this impenetrable fortress, and
Yeah.
then they take it. They don't even get it into the
Or,
fucking city,
yeah.
and it's being sieged. Like,
Apparently,
apparently not.
it's not that safe. But to, like, two mercenaries went and took this city. Where's
Yeah.
your cannons? I thought you had cannons.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Where are all these defenses that you supposedly have? Apparently not. And so, you know, he has the apple for all of like a day and then it gets fucking stolen. So, you know, Ezio chases after him, which again, just
Go,
super
yeah, go
weird.
kill him.
Bro's just walking outside. Like, I don't know how it was for you, but it was one of the
No,
easiest fucking assassinations. I just
I
ran
ran up the
past
roof.
everybody and just boom.
I ran up the roof. I just jumped and stabbed him. That was it.
See, I just started running and like I accidentally aggroed some guards like right before getting out of town. So I just kept running and I saw where he was. I just kept running. He started running away and I just ignored everybody else and just ran up and smacked
So
him.
he was just walking outside around for
Yeah.
you? Oh, my, like, for me, he was like by a bunch of those, like a bunch of guards by a building, and they were all just like standing there, like in a circle.
So I think he was like that. But then the second I got anywhere near, because I had already aggroed people, he started like, you know, breaking and like running for it.
Okay.
So he might have been like
Yeah,
that,
I was
but
sneaky
yeah.
about it. I didn't get caught, and then I ran up the roof, and I was like, double assassination, because I killed two people, because I killed him and the other guy.
Yeah, I wanted my apple back, so I was just charging at him. I was just
And you're
like,
like,
give me
my
my
apple!
hand! It's just I need to keep the doctor away. But so yeah, you kill Chaco pretty fucking easily.
He's a bitch.
But, you know, you take back the apple, but he's basically like, you know, you have a really powerful piece of equipment there. You're not gonna have it for very long. And, you know, you're not paying attention to the fact that bro literally has a
Just
dagger and just shanks
stabs you.
you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so Ezio gets like pretty badly wounded
Yeah.
because he's just over here, like, not paying attention to, you know, his
Just
own
saying his
fucking
prayers,
target.
not paying attention.
Yep. Saying requiescat in pace and about getting requiescat in pace
I
himself.
know. It's like, goddamn.
And so, of course, bro drops the apple, and a mysterious black robed figure missing a finger takes the
I
apple.
wonder what significance that has.
Crazy stuff. And so Ezio blacks out and is fortunate enough to have one of Katarina's men find him and bring him back. And he's out for a while, grows a full fucking beard in his sleep,
Yeah.
and then finally wakes up and Katarina's over him talking about like, oh, you know, what happened, like what's going on. And so he fills her in and she's like, well, shit. But gives him the map that her husband was holding. So now we have access to all of the Codex's locations or any pages
Hell
we may not
yeah.
have. And so, you know, we get access to that. But then also, she's like, I've heard of some black hooded monks in the abbey outside of town. You should go check that out. Because we're still not done with the sequence. It just keeps on going.
Yeah, I thought it was done after that. I knew that it'll go into like the DNA and like check.
I kind of did that too. Because I was like, well, because it keeps going. And I was like, I didn't accidentally do this. Like, keep going,
Yeah.
guy. Like,
So,
keep checking.
we killed two people. I felt like that was kind of the conclusion of like
Right?
the, I was like, oh, those
Usually,
were
yeah.
two
It's, it,
assassinations.
yeah, usually it ends when you finish the assassinations. But no, it just gives you a whole nother mission. And so you go to the Abbey to try to figure things out, which I just assume the guy would be there. No, it's a guy getting harassed. You save this monk, and then he's like, this just this super Irish monk in Italy for some reason. Just like, which they give him an Irish name, which I'm like, okay, at least there's that. But I'm like, you 100% just grabbed a random dude in the office. There's no way. There's no way this isn't one of the devs doing this right now. That it's just like, oh yeah, I got him over here. Like I saw a guy like that over there. Like what? But so he mentions that he, well, first he talks about lost. What about nine toes? What about nine? Like what about this or that? And just wants to beat around the bush. And then all of a sudden is like, yeah, okay, I think I saw a guy at a festival in town at the downtown abbey. So you got to go to another fucking
Another abbey, which
abbey.
I don't know why you're just gonna start in the downtown abbey.
Well, it's like, are they black robed there? I feel like they wore brown robes.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. But so you get sent to the downtown abbey to try to see if there's anything. But all the monks there are terrified of you because they remember Ezio from a previous assassination for killing a monk and are like, oh shit, this guy killed Brother Stefano. We gotta dip, thinking he's just gonna massacre them. And so, was this like the other missions where you just immediately tackled him? Because
Yeah.
that's exactly what I did.
Yeah,
Like,
just start
run in,
running
even go
up. Just like, all
anywhere.
right,
Just
yep.
like, bloop. Just lasted all of like half a second.
Yeah.
But, you gotta chase after the monk and basically be like, bro, I just want information. I'm not here to kill you.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. But he's heard of this monk, this little, Savonarola character, and says basically like, yeah, we he was getting kind of weird, so we kind of suggested that he should retire,
Yeah, he should be a
and
hermit
now
then.
he's back in Florence. And so he's like, well, shit,
We might be back and forth, but yeah.
yeah, might be back in Florence, and that's where he should start looking. And so yeah, that's pretty much it. That's where the sequence ends.
Yeah, you
Ezio
gotta go
has
find
to
that guy.
find that guy, which apparently takes him 9 years, which we'll get into more about next week. But yeah, sequence 13 apparently picks up in 1497. So Ezio spends 9 years looking for this guy, I guess. Which, again, like last sequence, Ezio was set like, it was 10 years since the start of the game. So they almost doubled the length of the game just in this one sequence, which is weird as shit,
Yeah,
but is a
that's
thing, I
weird.
guess. But yeah, so, but that's how the sequence ends with, being sent on a little goose chase to try
Yep.
to figure out this man, this
Didn't
mysterious
even get to
person
finish it.
who's
Just
stolen the apple. But with that being said and done, we can get into this week's trivia question, which is that there are two characters in this sequence, which I'll even give the hint that only one of them is actually like shown in the sequence, and it's very brief. But there are two characters in this sequence that have the exact same name, first name, different last name, but the exact same name, which I thought was interesting. Another thing where I'm like, maybe I'm just being nitpicky, but I'm like, you had two like fairly important characters and you gave them the exact same name. Like, this really was rushed like out the gate. But yeah, there are two characters in this one with the same name. And no, it's not the Orsi brothers. Like,
Yeah,
it's not
does
that.
not count.
But two characters with the same first name. Which one is it? Bonus points if you can give both of the full names. But, I'm really looking for that first name. Who are the two characters? Let me know down in the comments below. That's the trivia question this
Yeah.
week. So, and if you're listening over on Spotify or Apple, you can go over to our Patreon and respond that way, or over on YouTube, whichever you prefer. So make sure you're followed on all the appropriate platforms. Gives any news, got some cool goodies in store too, all kinds of sweet stuff. But yeah, we're almost done. We've got two sequences left.
Wow.
Almost done.
Big sad,
Absolutely
honestly.
crazy. But yeah, I feel like that's, about it. Like it, I got a fair, I mean, in terms of length, this was the longest I've played in quite a few sequences. But again, it is very like, fast paced. There's not a whole lot of like new gameplay. We are at
Yeah.
the point where it is kind of like,
Like, I kind of got lost in the sauce with the story. I was just going.
right? So, there isn't really too much to speak on at this point outside of the fact that, this wasn't originally added. This, had to get included into the game after launch. But again, some interesting stuff there, a couple new things. And again, I did really like the story component of it. I
No,
thought it was
I thought because
well
there was a,
written.
I feel like a little more. Like not, I don't know. I don't know.
Condensed?
Yeah, it was like a short little mini episode.
Yeah.
Like a little side story where you got to like be taken for a second.
Right. Where it's like, it might not necessarily be advancing like the main narrative too much, but it also didn't feel like shoehorned in there.
Yeah.
Like it did feel like it had a place. Again, like, mechanically speaking, it, was kind of whatever. But in terms of the narrative, like I did really enjoy the writing in this. And I do think it, like, I'm not gonna necessarily claim it's like the story's peak, but it is a highlight, I
Oh
think, of the
yeah,
entire game.
for sure.
I really like how the story does do that, those little twists and turns. A lot of it's pretty predictable, because like I think they go a little too heavy on the foreshadowing with it, with like, oh, children are missing. Oh, you've made a mistake by doing this. Like, they could have dialed that back in a little bit. But again, for 2009, like I do like the little narrative stuff they've got going on. I think it's pretty good. But I also did a little check-in because next week is going to be a busy week for me because with it being, the penultimate sequence, I'm going to be trying to wrap up as many trophies as I can get through at this point in the game because, there's obviously like trophies for finishing the game and whatnot. But I'm going to try to collect all the feathers, which is going to be the most arduous task of the entire thing. But for the most part, I've been doing a pretty good job. Like I said, I've done all the assassination missions. They're all done. I only have one beat 'em up, one race, one courier left. I'm at 57 out of 73 viewpoints. Lucas actually has me beat on that one.
Yeah, I did something.
But so I'm gonna do a bunch of cleanup here in this next sequence. But I've accessed all the secret locations, and I have 276 out of 330 treasures. So
Wow.
that's like what,
That's a
like
lot of treasures.
54 treasures left. So doing pretty good on that front. And so while you don't necessarily need all of these to platinum the game, at this point it's like I did everything in the first Assassin's Creed, so I might as well just, say I did everything in this one too. Especially since I've done almost everything anyway. The only one that's really that behind is the feathers, which of course is going to be the most annoying one. Hopefully it doesn't take
Yeah,
too long, but
they're tiny.
it definitely won't take me as long as the flags, because at least there aren't 420 feathers. So, but yeah. I was actually pretty happy with how, little I actually really needed to do. It's honestly just the viewpoints and the feathers, and then we'll see how I feel about the treasures. I don't know. I do think, which I didn't th I don't know if they count the secret locations, because there are treasures in those secret
Oh,
locations.
yeah.
Because if that's the case, then I'm fucked. Like because I've already missed them, and I don't think you can replay those. And so we'll see. Like I said, I'm gonna do what I can, but I'm not gonna necessarily make my life hell just to say I did this thing that doesn't even give me anything for it, besides money, I guess. But yeah. But got any final comments, concerns, what have yous about where we're at?
It's definitely starting to feel like the end, you know,
Right.
like which I've said a bunch, but I'm sad it's about
Yeah.
to be over.
But hey, at least we get to go into some
Yeah,
more peak next.
Brotherhood, which is a close second game, so hell yeah.
It's a close third for me, but still very good. Still very good. Well, no, yeah, I probably would put it at second. But oh, that also does remind me real quick before we go. The IGN did a couple more face-offs, which again is their sort of thing about like ranking. like a ranking system where it's a dual system, and so people have to choose this or that, and they do it a bunch of times to determine a ranked system for like what people's favorite games, movies, TV shows are and whatnot. And so they added Assassin's Creed Shadows to the Assassin's Creed Face-Off. And interestingly enough, it came in fourth out of the 14 games that have come out. So pretty high regard, at least from the IGN base.
That's not terrible.
Then they added it to the Face-Off of, the best game of 2025 so far. And it, for a while, was holding the first place spot. Eventually, it fell beneath Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which it absolutely should.
Yeah.
But it also is above Split Fiction, it's
That's
above
kind of
Monster
wild.
Hunter Wilds, it's above Blue Fiction, or no, Blueprints, there we go, that's what I'm thinking of. It's the number two best game of the year, according to IGN users, which is kind of baffling me, because again, I've been seeing a lot of praise for the game, but I wasn't sure if it was like just my algorithm. It's really hard to tell a majority narrative on social media nowadays because of how much things are tailored to the specific person. And so I was curious about what the general public really thought of the game. But, something like IGN's, face-offs don't have metrics like that that kind of like separate out stuff. So that is like, for better or worse, one of the best ways to kind of look at like overall opinions right now. And apparently, a lot of people really like it. I had one person tell me, "Oh no, you're wrong. Like everybody I've seen is like shitting on Shadows." Well, apparently, that's the minority opinion.
Yeah, your algorithm is just where you're at.
Yeah. So it's like, apparently the vast majority of people really, really love Shadows. And again, I do think the more modern gamers landscape, I think teenagers, I think people that are, getting into games now are really gonna love Shadows. The old heads like us, the OG goats,
Yeah.
I think that's where people, that's the disgruntled people. And again, I don't think it's a bad game. Again, I think it's a good game. I have my issues with it that really kind of, I do think the general opinion is a little too high though. Like, as much as I want this game to succeed, because I want, I want to see Assassin's Creed continue to thrive, I am a little worried because of
Okay.
how well it's doing. I'm hoping Ubisoft will still listen to criticism instead of being like, "Oh,
Look, we
this
did it.
works, we're gonna double
Yeah.
down."
Yeah, no
Like,
more double downing,
yeah,
please.
I don't want Ubisoft to double down on this. I want them to continue to, refine it a little more. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Because, yeah, the vast majority of opinion seems to be that this is a great game. I don't necessarily agree, but I also don't think it's a bad game either. I just hope that they tweak some things for the next installment. We'll see. But I'll get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
Oh,
Remember,
yeah.
we've got Bonus Plus talking all about Assassin's Creed Shadows next week. We'll have a whole episode diving into the specifics, the combat, the gameplay, the story, all that fun jazz. And then, we've also got Sequence 13. We're almost done. We're almost getting into season three. The season two finale approaches.
Wow.
And so we shall see you guys next time. Appreciate all of you guys for
Yes.
watching, listening, however you consume our content, the Patreon subscribers, big shout outs to you. Even if you're just a free member, appreciate you,
Yes.
checking in on us and making sure you get all the latest scoops and whatnot. But we'll see you guys next time. Remember, everything is true. Nothing is true.
Nothing. Everything is permitted.
Arrivederci.